As I said to the boys there, I can't think of a prouder performance that I've been involved in my team as a coach. Not because of the result, but it was actually picking the team an hour before the game and organising the team an hour before the game. Because of the injuries, the players giving themselves the best chance possible to get into the last moment to try and see if they were fit. And for the boys to move about their positions and change their positions, fantastic credit to them. And some of the boys even played, they weren't fully fit. So, as I say, that's why I'm so proud of them. I think the guts and the determination they showed. We weren't brilliant on the ball today. We've been a lot better, as I say, with the ball. But I thought against the ball, to a man, every one of them, they were fantastic. And we can't forget, in the first half, Jamie McDonald's had a wonder save, double save actually. An important time in the game for us, men, as I say so. But I think we deserve that because of the work ethic they put in.
When you show the head, sorry, you were in control and the game plan seemed to work very, very well.
Yeah, sorry, I think every manager has a game plan, you know, we understand that. But it's the players carrying it out, and I think they deserve great credit for that. And people say to me about the squad being small, and the reason it is small, as I've said many, many times, is because there's no many guys can come into this squad. And I know it sounds crazy, you're at the bottom of the league and whatever. There's no many boys who are going to come in and improve this group. It isn't going to take a special type of character. As I say, you like Alan Trout and Andy Graham coming in today, trying to make themselves fit. I've got Kevin O'Hara putting himself fit after not being fit, you know. John Robertson moving position after position. Scott Taggart doing the same. As I say, I've got to give them unbelievable credit for it, you know. So managers all have a plan and we all have it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it's the diligence of the players and them wanting to put that in. And that's easy when you're at the top of the league, when you're at the bottom of the league and trying to do what we're trying to do and play the way we play and show that type of performance away at a very, very difficult venue. As I say, I can't be any prouder.
It was a terrific finish from Kevin, especially if he was maybe struggling a wee bit.
Well, exactly. I mean, he's been sensational for me. You know, he played him in different positions. I've always said to him I want to play him as a striker because I watched him as a young boy and I thought he moved from left to right. And I understand when people put him there because of his pace and whatever. But it's all right putting someone there, having the diligence to do it because it's easy to say, well, I don't want to work back and I don't want to do this. And as I say, great credit to him. I thought he worked his socks off for somebody. I think he trained on Thursday for 20 minutes, I think he'd only 20 minutes on Thursday, so fantastic, as I say, delighted with him, but as I said, all-round performances, as I say, for all the players, as I say, I'm really, really proud of them. Thank you very much.